And I would just like to say, I did not vote for that government. I never would. And even if I did vote for them, I'd never vote for them again. Okay?
Okay, then thank you very much, Mrs. Allen.
Okay, bye.
Right, bye-bye.
There you go, lots of people. What are they going to do without the local station? Just a matter of interest. If you like listening to RTE, well, that's what you're going to have to do if it calms us down. This is all you'd hear.
I remember we all loaded one day.
Yeah, non-stop conversation. Okay, it's non-stop conversation, phone calls and all here this morning. But normally on all the local independent stations, you get more music. Hello, Radio Dublin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The name is Frank Nolan. I'd just like to say in here the bad news. I hope you just stay in there as long as you can and keep it going. But what I did hear this morning was that it's going to be, someone has to make a final decision of who's going to have what radios where. So, listening to you there, I'm sure you feel at times that you get very emotional. But just to tell a head pastor remark like about RTE, I know it wasn't derogatory, but the thing about it, it could show that bad phone.
Oh yeah, well, it is
thinking in the long term, someone eventually has to sit down and say, well, okay, who are we going to have radios around?
Yeah, well, as you can understand, it's very hard to keep it.
Might be remembered in a distasteful fashion, so keep a good work up there.
And we will.
Just watch this, don't get too emotional. I wish the best of luck there anyway, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot for that. Right. Bye-bye. Well, there's a point, you do get rather emotional on a day like this. Yeah, we've been here plugging away, the other station has been plugging away, and basically we just will not give up. Hello, Radio Dublin. That's gone, we'll leave it at that, we'll go into some music. Once again, hi to all the car drivers going past the studios at 58 Ichiko Road, blowing their horns and all that. Thanks for the vote of confidence and the mark of support. 58 Ichiko Road, if you'd like to come down, sign our petition, or if you'd just like to come down and congregate in the front garden. Local independent free radio from Dublin. This is Radio Dublin broadcasting on 253 metres medium wave. 31 minutes after 9 o'clock. I'm Mike Brown. Here till 10 o'clock and then maybe we've got Kurt Jackson. He's here somewhere. He's just taking his nerve tablet. Getting some oxygen.
Father, where is the neighbor? Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up and dead. Sister's playing in her sleep. Brother's got his eggs to keep, he can't hang around.
That's a very unlucky record there. That's twice we've attempted to play it and we haven't got through it yet. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hello, yes.
My name is Ralph from Coolock.
Yeah.
I'd like to lend my support to your taking there. And I'd like to say, before how is the government allowed to do this, come in and take over places? Will they legalise it so that we can do the same? I vote for myself and I'd like to be able to do away with my opposition.
Yeah, that's a very good point. If everyone was able to just go in and do away with their opposition like that. It's sort of the ostrich theory, the head in the ground, you know.
Yeah.
Don't know
the feeling what it's like in Poland, isn't it?
Poland, yeah, so you could draw some similarities, all right.
Well, you the best of luck and you have all my support and I'll be on the march.
Okay, thank you very much for that. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Very good point from that gentleman. Wouldn't it be nice if everyone could just go out and get the government if the law was passed that everyone could just go and do away with all opposition? That gentleman, self-employed, he would like to go and do away with his opposition, but he can't. He has to fight with them on
equal terms. That's all we ask. Give us a license, and we'll take on the best.
I am there.
Hello, Radio Dublin.
Hello, Radio Dublin.
Hello, yes. Hello? Hello?
Yes, you appear to have lost that one, so we'll leave that. We'll go to some music. Seasons of Gold from Giddy Park. In memories of that Beach Boy girl.
Hello?
Hello, Radio Dublin.
Yes?
Hello, Mrs. Corbett, the postman.
Yes?
All I want to say is that I was a child when the German war broke out.
Yeah?
And the Scoble, as far as I'm concerned, silencing the media.
Yeah?
He was absolutely stable. I had two teenagers. They're not on drugs, thank God. And I think it would be far better for the garbage to break in the people on drugs and the pushers.
Very good point, that. Okay, then, thank you for your call.
I believe it's absolutely safe.
Right,
my
then.
My children have equipment here and they can't listen.
Well, hopefully, hopefully everything will, the status quo will be maintained for a while longer anyway. Okay, thanks for your call.
Terrible.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right, thank you for your call. Bye-bye.
I don't know whether you could hear, it was a fairly bad line, that. Lady in Port Mark making the point that in the Second World War, Goebbels silenced the media, and now they're being Finnegal applying it.
Hello, Radio Dublin.
Hello.
Yes.
No, I'm calling from Tala.
Tala, yeah.
It's a lot of disgrace the way the radio stations are being led on by the government.
Yeah.
The rate of unemployment is really disgraceful. I think it's never great to be done. I really do. And I hope about Radio Dublin doesn't make a noise. Send a prayer.
Yeah. Well, Radio Dublin won't go for long. We can guarantee that, anyhow.
Oh, thank God.
If we do go off.
One station on the air.
Yeah. Okay, then, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Then we'll make that point. If Radio Dublin goes off, we won't be off too long at all. Expect us back, so don't turn off your radio and let them light and gather dust. We will be back. Right, let's take some more music. Have we a caller on the line? We have a caller. Hello, Radio Dublin.
Yeah, hello?
One of your regular listeners.
Yeah?
Day and night, and all my family.
Yeah?
I've got a petition signed yesterday in a small factory here, and unfortunately there's only over 100 in the factory.
Yeah?
But at more of those petitions I'm getting signed, but to keep the radio stations on the air, especially Radio Dublin.
Okay, thank you very much.
Given us, with all the DJs there, we couldn't do it without them.
Yeah?
And I'm one person of my family that would not tell us turning on other stations, as you know, unless Nova or North Time.
Yeah.
And Radio Sunshine.
Yeah.
But my particular station is Radio Dublin. And I think it's up to all the people for to go on the march, anybody that can.
Yeah.
Go on the march next Friday to support Radio Dublin, Radio Sunshine and Radio Nova. You know, as I read off the press last night for there, Mr. Nunez says he put the cowboys off the air.
Yeah.
It answers him a lot better, as he called you cowboys, but if you something else, as a couple of persons there said, if their children, my children, some of them are not allowed, they're 16, up to 16 years of age, and they're not allowed out in the streets late at night.
Yeah.
And they take the transistor up to the bed and sit in the bed and listen to it for the best part of the night.
So you know where they are.
And I know where they are then.
Yeah.
They're not out on the streets, as people saying, getting drunk and drug pushing and all this kind of stuff. But
yeah.
They're not allowed to do it. Don't forget these stations have nothing at all whatsoever.
Okay, then thanks very much for your call.
Thanks for calling, and I hope everybody does the same.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye
bye. There you go, Lady of Fingers, making the point again, once the children are in listening to the local stations on the radio, at least the parents know where they are. Right, leave the phone off for a second, we take a music break while I get my breath back. It's 19 minutes away from 10 o'clock. Kurt Jackson at 10, Mike Brown until then. And these are Tears for Fears and Change.
I did not have the time. remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because the Goldberg took? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha! You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me slip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and fiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away. I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet, and when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and fiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away,
that's a guy that was reputedly running a government at one stage. Napoleon the 14th, he's Ron Oakham Harrison, and that one, they're coming to take me away. Well, they ain't coming to take this baby away. If they do, I hope they're feeling rather strong. Right then, hello to Adrian and Rona. That's coming from Brian Page. That's a respectable show. I hope to request I jack it in. Hi also to Eddie Guyden. Thank you for your message of support. And Marie and Annette in Fingers. And for you, with more music, we've let the phone off the hook for a moment to give ourselves a breather. The receiver is getting hot, would you believe? Oh well, back on the chain gang.
Here today, knowing the seeds in my heart, they'll fall to ruin. battle was your part. In the wretched life of a lonely heart. Now we're back on the train.
Chrissy Irons down to be town is back on the chain gang. We played out one for Kevin Hamill Sr. and Dominic Strait. He's getting his marching boots on. All right, there we have. We have another call. Hello, Radio Dublin.
Hiya, I just rang to say that I support in everything they're doing. I think that is a disgrace, and that all the young people that are going to vote this year, whenever the next general election is, that we know soon enough to vote for, and that that I represent a large number of the youth in Tala, and that we're going to get petitions and anything we can for you.
Yeah, would you vote for... Yes, that's...
Short and sweet, that one. Okay, then, Radio Dublin, it's exactly 8 minutes away from 10 o'clock, and still no sign of the heavy local interference we were talking about. We've another caller. Hello?
Hello, Radio Dublin.
Hello.
You're on the air, yes?
Yes, I'm on the air.
Yeah? Yeah, I remember you. Let's get together again.
Yeah, well, John, could you keep it brief, because you're very faint on the phone and I'm not too sure whether it's actually gone out on the air.
Right, I'll just make a few brief points. You know, it's a strike. It's a radio.
Yeah. Well, it's obviously it's ridiculous to just close it down without legislation without legislating for legitimate stations. They just close down the local stations.
Right, and I don't think that the pirate radio is going to last any longer. And I don't even know that, because they brought the airwaves, boring old artists, had nothing to do on the stage, and the only thing that the people
that
had that day was Radio
Luxembourg. Yeah.
And, the fire radio have refused to say the rubbish of our team, just on pouring out. Now, as far as I'm concerned, the spirit of misguided nationalism that RTE have. Also, the politicians that have 5 long years been introducing new bills and all that, and they will fail miserably in their attempt to do so. But at the same time, it didn't stop them using the station for their own gains at election time.
Ah, yes, well, I think that's...
And I'd like to call on Kevin Eden to really to cut himself on, because all he's achieving and doing at the moment is getting the facts of the people of this country. You know, people get an awful lot of pleasure from these stations. And as far as I'm concerned, he's proving what I said was always true, that we just live in a banana republic.
Now, okay, then, I tell you, we'll cut it. Pardon?
I want to pay tribute to the people that I used to work with in Major Dublin.
Yeah.
A lot of them are gone now. There's a few of them still there. I'll just give a rundown of who they were. It was just in McDonough, he's John Everett. DJ Lee, there was Sylvia. There was Paul Vincent, there was Spencer Simmons. Pat Gill, Pat James.
Yeah, well, we had lots of those people up in the studio last night, just jockeys past and present. Yeah. Well, I tell you, we'll leave it there. Thanks for your call of support.
Okay,
thank you very much. Right then, valid point there of that gentleman. I'm not sure whether you could hear all the conversation. It was a fairly bad line. But the point is that he mentions the type of output from RT. Well, it's very difficult for one station to cover the entire country. That is why there is a need for local stations. People down the country like hearing country and western and things like that. Up in the city, they want the pop.
Hello, Radio Dublin.
Hello, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Well, at the moment we're okay.
Hiyo.
How are you?
Your old pal down here.
Who's that?
Mrs. Comerford.
Comerford. How are you doing, Mrs. Comerford?
Oh, very good.
And what will your reaction be if Radio Dublin goes off the air?
Oh, well, I'd be very sad, really, because we've had many good memories.
Yeah.
Both friendly and both music-wise and everything else.
Yeah.
And I think only the strong survive. Let's play that one.
We'll see what we can do.
Let's play that one.
Okay, well, thank you, Mrs. Comerford.
Good luck to Eamon and to all the old pals up there.
Just a pertinent point. Would you vote for a government to close down local radio?
No.
No. Thank you.
Right.
Okay, bye-bye, Mrs. Comerford. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you go, Mrs. Comerford and Noel Doles as well. This is not an old, old listener, you know what I mean. Listening for a long, long time. Right, hello, Radio Dublin.
Hello? Hello?
No, we don't appear to have anyone there. We'll leave the phone for a moment. It's just about time for me to go. It's 4 minutes away from 10 o'clock. For myself, Mike Barron, and all the staff here in Radio Dublin, everyone working in the background, may I wish you a very good day, and, well, Radio Dublin will be back. And I remind you just before I go about the march on Friday, this day week, at 2 o'clock from the GPO to Leinster House. As many people as possible get down there with banners. If you can get around to your local TD's clinic before then, go in, voice your opinion, say you don't like what is being done to the various local radio stations. And next Thursday, outside the forecourt, 11 o'clock in the morning, where the local radios are fighting the case. Right, we think we're right, and we know a lot of people think we're right, so hopefully you'll back us up on it. This is Mike Byrne on behalf of Radio Dublin, signing off for this morning, but we're not signing off permanently, believe you me. Kurt Jackson coming up at 10 o'clock, and our schedule will remain in force right throughout the weekend, if we're left, and if we do go off, well, believe me, we'll be back on very shortly. From the Byrne, good morning.
Hey, sucker! Hey, sucker! Well, I haven't seen you pick around town in a while, so I greeted you with a knowing smile. When I saw that girl upon your arm, I used to warm your heart for the fake girl drama. That soul boy, boy, what a good plan, but in return, all you could say was, hi, dog, meet my fiancé. Come, come, hey, we're going for a crazy day, keep them on the road. Wild guys, realize this dream, get them up in no time. Deep, deep, in the no fear, no fear, what I want to be. One, two, because I get you, get by, let's go, baby. Hey, sucker! Hey, sucker! A married man, you're out on your head. Sleep your plans on an HP bed. I bet you by the time you're 21, if you're happy with a nappy, then you're in for fun. But you're here, and right there. Everywhere. I'm looking back on the good old days. Well, this young gun says,
Orson
Payne. Come down, have a fun, fun. Crazy lady, keep them on the run. God, God, realize it's easy. Dreams of animals, I know how it is. Never let me know, there's no space, but I want to be. One, two, take a look at you. Yes, I, let's go, mommy. I remember when we had such fun and everything was fine. I remember when we used to have good times, fun things rhyme. Tell me that's all in the past and I will gladly walk away. Tell me that you're happy now, turning my back, nothing to say.
Take a hike, there's something about that boy I don't like.
Well, sugar, he don't mean the things
I
said.
Get him out of my way, cause I'm seeing red. We got plans to make, we got things to buy. You're wasting time on some creepy guy.
Shut up, Dick, that's a friend of mine. Just watch him out, baby, out of line.
Go for it! Get back
out
of
I'm
gonna be no fear, 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 no fear
very good morning to you. It's 1 minute after 10 o'clock right here on Radio Dublin 253. My name is Kurt Jackson, and hopefully I'm with you right through until 12 midday. And to start off the programme, may I ask somebody inside the PNT to please check our telephone line. Above all days, this one, which is very, very important. It has been jammed at the moment. Could you please check it at 758684? Somebody inside the PNT, could you please check 758684? To start off, we've Barry, no, who's the guy? We've got Barry O'Hanlon here of the Social Welfare Programme. Barry, you have a few things to say, go ahead.
Yes, what I want to say is this, that we started off the Social Welfare Programme here on Radio Dublin to supply a service to people that wasn't being supplied, particularly in the case of housing point systems and things like that, where TDs were keeping all this information very close to their chest, which the ordinary people actually were entitled to know about, and making big promises about, oh, we'll get you houses, when they knew from the points that they were entitled to houses. Now, that was only one thing that we did in the social welfare program. We've helped people with employment problems. We've helped them when they run up against the bureaucracy, when they haven't been getting their benefits that they were entitled to, or telling them, in fact, what they were entitled to when they didn't know. Now, what I want to know is, if this program is stopped, the social welfare program, which is the longest running program of its type on radio in this country, and I am very proud to have been associated with it, and to be continue to be associated with it, if somebody stops that program, who is going to tell the ordinary listener or answer his questions? There is nobody else has actually provided this service on the air. RT have tried and failed miserably. And I can tell you that from the mailbag that we continue to get in. So all I want to know is, what about the people who want to know the answers to these questions? Where are they going to go if Mr. Nealon gets his way?
Well, Mr. Nealon, Barry, Mr. Nealon has just said that there's 80, a certain number, 30 radio stations coming in. Do you honestly think that there will be, in one of these legalised radio stations, a service provider such as what you've provided over the past few years?
Number one pie in the sky castles in the air, I believe it when I see it. As far as I am aware, he hasn't even got a bill drafted at this particular stage. Number two, the type of service that I'm talking about may be provided, but it depends on who's given the licence to operate an independent radio, if there is one set up. Because if it's handed over to somebody who's just in the business of making money, there will not be a social welfare programme, because it costs the station money to run a social welfare programme for all the investigation sake.
Fine, okay, Barry O'Hanlon there from the social welfare programme. We've also got...
Councillor Lynch, I was talking to him this morning, sends his regards, and he'll be trying to get up here later on in the day.
Fine, okay. Also, we've got the barn here beside me.
Just like to say hi to the two guys in the Arctics outside. Give us a blast on the horn, guys.
Can't hear it.
Can't hear it. It looks like Wallace and Cole, it looks like, I think, yes.
The band, come here to me.
I'm here.
You're here. Pat, Charlie. You've been on the air for how long on Radio Dublin now?
3 years.
3 years.
3 years. I put 3 years of my life in, and I would not like to see Radio Dublin close down. It's part of my job.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from, so far they've closed down, the stations they've closed down, to put people out of work. The government putting people on the dole queue.
Yeah, it doesn't really, well, to me it doesn't make sense that, first of all, they're trying to campaign to tone down the unemployment situation, and Radio Nova have let go of 60 people. I don't really know about Radio Leinster or Treble TO Radio, who stopped broadcasting last night. You're on the dole, I'll probably be on the dole as well. Do you honestly see any foreseeable future?
Well, we're not on the dole yet, and put it this way, we'll fight to the bitter end.
It's the only way.
As the Captain Eamon Cook said last night, we'll broadcast from the top of the tree if we have to. But Radio Dublin will not close down, not voluntarily. Anyway, they'll shut me up if they shut me up in Mountjoy and leave me there.
Broadcast behind bars?
I'll do an outside broadcast from there if they provide the facilities.
Okay, that's the barn for you, and very, very determined man. We got into some music, and we're still trying to get that telephone line of ours cleared. Anybody inside the PNT, please, if you can, look after it. Our telephone line is 758684. Let's get into some music. Here's Roxy Music and Dance Away.
Thank you.
still I find no more of freedom to the poor. There was that many times before. I hope and pray that nothing but our reach is out of sight. All the way is far
That's a good number there from Roxy Music, featuring the voice of Brian Ferry, and a song there called Dance Away. And petitions are all over the city. First of all, if you're driving around the Inchicore area, please, oh please, come up around to Radio Dublin. Tracy Evans and a number of the Radio Dublin presenters are standing outside Inchicore Road. All you have to do is stop your car and sign it on the petition. And there's also petitions now available at Larry's Takeaway and also a Pat's Variety store in Inchicore. And we please ask you to support it. And not forgetting, of course, the big demonstration protest march, which is taking place this day next week. It's on this day next week, outside the GPO at 2 o'clock, and marching right up to Leinster House. So be there, and please support your local radio station. Remember, at the moment, in this moment in time, Radio Dublin is broadcasting for all the local radio stations in Ireland at this present moment in time. I was rather surprised last night at a number of stations to find out a number of stations had closed down voluntarily. And the last one on the list, though, the last one to be, was of course Travel TO Radio. And they were a station, in fact, who had stood it out alone and played a brand of music which was fair play to them. I greatly admired them. And I worked up there for a number of years. I'm only in Radio Dublin a fortnight, in fact. But I have great admiration for Mr. Jim Smith and all the staff at Travel TO Radio for what they did in the cause towards Irish music. We get back to some more music here. We're still trying to get our telephone lines clear. If anybody inside the PNC could do it for us, the telephone line is 758684. Please don't forget about the protest march next Friday at 2 o'clock outside the GPO. And please, oh please, sign the petition. They're available outside the radio station near Radio Dublin on Inchicore Road. And also they're available at Pat's Variety Store in Inchicore and also Larry's Takeaway. Telephone line. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who am I speaking to, please?
Can you hear me?
Yes, indeed I can. Can you hear me?
My name is Anne.
Anne what?
Yes. I'm just calling in support of your radio station. And I want to tell you that the sixth year in my family, and I can tell you there'll be no more votes for Jim Mitchell. Those are Sir Radio Dublin.
How long have you been, Anne, what part, what's your surname? We didn't get your surname.
Oh, no.
Oh, you prefer not to, okay. Anne, what do you think of the actual situation at the moment in regards to the raids on Radio Nova and Sunshine Radio?
I think it's a disgrace. You came from 7CR.
That's correct, yeah.
You listened to 7CR quite a deal, and they gave a great effort in Diamond.
Mm-hmm.
Especially to middle-aged folk and old folk that don't usually hear those type of records now, so much.
Yeah.
You know,
and do you honestly...
They're better employed, they're rid of all the drugs.
Yeah.
And the brutality that's going on to middle-aged people and old people and Muslims and everything else.
Well, I suppose someday, at some time, some hour, or perhaps any minute, we're going to have a rather large force of bodies up here to try and close us down. But as far as I can see, at somewhere in the city at the moment, somebody is planning a robbery or a muggery,
exactly.
and they're coming up to do it to us.
Yes, and I think it's great. You know, you've given great enjoyment to people and doing a great lot of charity work with the Easter egg, you do it in the fire, you do it every Christmas and all the rest of it.
Now, why can't they leave you alone and go and get the taste of terrorizing the city?
Okay, Anne, listen, we'll just cut it short. Thank you very, very much for calling in. And will you be at the demonstration on Friday?
I will indeed.
Fine, okay, we'll see you at 2 o'clock.
Go with me.
Beg your pardon?
I said I'd bring all I can with me.
Okay, Anne, thanks very much for calling.
Thank you.
Right, bye-bye. Well, there you have it. The telephone lines are now open, 758684, and if you have any comments to make in regards to this whole situation, we'd gladly put you on the air. Changes is what it's all about. We've got another call on the line. Hello? 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 She's not there. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you're there. Who am I speaking to, please?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, will you write my name down, please, in the petition?
Could we write your... hello? Hang on just one sec. We have a lady here on the phone, and she wants to know, can we write...
Alison Smith.
She wants to know, can we write her name down on the petition?
Sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, we're getting it written down now. Hang on. And, hello, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Right.
Very slightly. Just speak up.
Right. Your name is what?
Alison Smith.
Alison Smith. Alison Smith. And
yeah.
You want your name written down on the petition. Okay. Alison, what do you think of this whole situation?
Sorry?
What do you think of this situation at the moment?
What do I think of it?
Yes.
What do I think of it, is it?
Yeah.
I think it's ridiculous and the government should cop on by now that nobody listens to Radio 2.
Nobody listens to Radio 2. And what do you think in regards to the rest of the country? Would you think or feel...
Sorry, speak up.
Would you think or feel if they listen to Radio 2 in the rest of the country, say in Munster, Leinster and Connacht?
Sorry, I can't hear you.
You can't hear me. You can't hear me, Alison.
No, speak up a bit.
I said, what do you think in regards to the rest of the country, in regards to Radio 2, do they listen to Radio 2 in the rest of the country?
Do I think of it?
No. What do you think in regards to the other people?
Sorry.
You can't hear me.
I keep missing you.
Okay, Alison, we'll have to cut it short. It's obviously a very, very bad line. We have your name down under the petition, okay?
Yeah, thanks.
Well, thanks very much for phoning. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And don't forget, 758684, we just certainly hope the telephone line is a little bit better than that. If you'd like to make a dedication or request, or just talk to us about how you feel about this whole situation, give us a call at 758684. And we've another caller on the telephone line. His name is James Phillips. He lives in Temple Logue. And James, hello, how are you? James?
Hello.
Hello, James. You're live in the air. You are a regular listener to Radio Dublin. You're your name is very familiar to an awful lot of the presenters here. How do you feel about this whole situation at the moment?
Hello.
Hello, James. Can you hear me?
Yes.
How do you feel about this situation at the moment?
I think it's dreadful. It's a terrible thing to happen.
Fine.
And Radio Dublin, it's all free of tax. Everybody loves your radio, and I think it's a dreadful thing to happen.
James, you're a citizen of Britain, is that correct?
I'm from London.
You're from London. Now, in the times past, of course, the Labour government closed down the local radio stations, Radio Caroline, etc., in Britain. What's the reaction over there? Is it the same as here? Is it worse? Or what's the situation in comparison?
No, I've not been back for 7 years.
Yeah.
But a few years ago, they shut down Radio Caroline.
That's right, yeah.
And I used to listen to it, you know, in the 60s and such, and I thought it was a great station.
Mm-hmm.
Radio Luxembourg as well, you know?
Yeah. And you were obviously over in London at the time they closed down Radio...
Wait a minute, I can't hear the crackling.
Yeah, you obviously were in London at the time that they closed down Radio Caroline, is that right?
Yes.
And what was your personal reaction and your friend's reaction to this, what the Labour government did?
Well, I thought it was terrible because there were so many thousands of people, you know, millions of people in England that used to listen to the station.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to go to the protest march next Friday at 2 o'clock?
I'll be there, but I'll be away. I'm going away this week.
You're going away this week?
I'm going down the west, yeah.
Oh, terrible indeed. Well, perhaps there'll be a protest.
I'd have to be there, but the wife's on holiday and we're going down on the farm, you know?
Mm-hmm. Fine, okay.
I wish you all the best of luck.
Fine.
And I just hope they don't turn you off.
Fine, okay. Many thanks to you for phoning
Would
in.
Would you play a record for me?
If I have it here with me, a very, very little...
Roger Whittaker's Our Farewell, if you've got it.
If I have it with me, I don't honestly know if I have it with me, but if I do have it, I'll give it a... I'll play it for you, no problem, okay?
Good man. If not, three times a lady.
Fine, okay, the Commodores, okay.
God bless.
Right, bye-bye.
Good
thanks
luck,
for calling.
Bye-bye.
And as I said, 758684, if you have any, constructive criticism to make towards this whole situation at the moment. We get back to some music for a brief moment, and let's try not to interrupt this record. It's a fairly good number from Ice House. It's called Hey Little Girl. Fairly good number there from a band called Ice House, and it's a song there called Hey Little Girl. We've another caller on the line. Hello?
Hello?
Mr. McCarthy, Shane McCarthy, is that correct?
That's right. Hello, how are you?
How are you?
Not too bad, yourself?
I'm fine. Listen now, you had something to say about in regards to this whole situation at the moment.
Oh yeah. If you want to get the ministers and the people who are there, all they care about really is who votes for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't matter what people think. That's not their concern. What they care about is how many votes they get. Now, everyone, I think, should write a letter. It doesn't matter who to any TD in the Dáil. Now, I mean any government TD in the Dáil. You don't have to put a stamp on it, you just put it in an envelope and into the postbox. No stamp or nothing, just air on the top, all right?
Mm-hmm.
No bothers here, okay? And you put it in, and they'll get millions of them there, and they'll be slaves with them, and then they'll just have to lift. And that's really all I have to say, and well done to them for staying up.
It's a bad line at the moment. If you were to write a letter yourself, maybe some people wouldn't know how to word it. What would you write in it?
Well, I write, dear Mr. Neil, and I am just one of the many, many thousands of people who listen to any name, your favourite radio station, or just say local radio. I'm disgusted mm-hmm. in the manner which the government have come in with the jackboot, and I suggest that you let them go back in the air immediately. And if you do not do so, you will certainly not get my vote.
Mm-hmm. And do you seriously think that this is going to damage the coalition government in the next general election? Remember, it's about 3.5 years away.
Well, if you look at what the pro-life people could do, ranting and raving and talking about votes, and people listen to them,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Yeah.
And so, if a lot of people come out and start ranting and raving and saying, we're not going to vote for you, like the pro-life people, I don't see that they have any choice to listen. Remember, that's their public representative.
That's very true.
Their job is to listen, you know. That's their job. They need to think like you're doing it bad by writing them. That's their job. When you're paying them to keep them in there and listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if the job is that people feel local radio is needed and wanted, it's up to them to put it in. I mean, it seems to me that they're going against the will of the people. I mean, they are the people, you know.
That's very true. I think really at the moment my own personal view is that they have Well, by shutting down Radio Nova, Radio Leinster and Trouble Geo Radio closed down themselves of their own free will, and well, if they rate everybody else, I think they're really going to offend every part and every age of the Irish population at the moment. Would you agree?
I certainly do, and you certainly see that this day week. I tell you, everyone is going to be out there in a country, right? They won't know what it, I tell you.
2 o'clock outside the GPO, Shay.
I'll be there. All
we'll
right.
See you there. Many yes. Thanks to you for phoning. That's Shay McCarthy with some rather constructive points of view about this whole crazy situation in regards to local radio, and it really is an awful shame that this sort of thing has to happen once again. If you have any comments to make, constructive comments, please telephone us 758684, and of course not forgetting about the protest march which is starting next Friday, this day next week at 2 o'clock sharp outside the GPO and marching to the Doyle Leinster House. And there's petitions on sale at the on sale. You can sign your petitions outside the radio station, Radio Dublin, right here on Intercore Road. And if you can't get up, because I think there's a slight traffic jam at the moment, if you can't get up, you can always go straight into Intercore Village itself and go to Lolly's Takeaway and also to Pat's Variety Store in Intercore Village. They have petition sheets there, and we just ask you to put your name and address on it, and they will be handed up to Mr. Nealon on the day. You're tuned to Radio Dublin 253. We're broadcasting live from Dublin City, and we're broadcasting for all the local radio stations in Ireland at this present moment in time. We'll get back to some music, and we'll have a little piece of music, in fact, because I'm sure we'll get another caller on the line at 758684. It's a song from Tracy, and it's called The House That Jack Built. Minutes after 10 o'clock, this is Radio Dublin 253. My name is Kurt, and hopefully giving the chance I will be with you right through until 12 midday, and also hoping that Tracy gets the chance also. She'll be with you from 12 until 2 o'clock. We have another caller on the line. Hello.
Hello, I'd just like to voice my disgust at what is happening.
Fine.
I think the government is against local radio. It's the wrong way to go about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's an awful abuse of power.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have to say, okay?
Okay, and many thanks for your ideas. Can you give me your first name?
Judy.
Judy, fair enough. Judy, what part of the city are you living in?
Clontarf.
Do you listen to Radio Dublin, or did you listen to another radio station prior to this set?
I listen to all the radio stations.
Mm-hmm. And, you are obviously disgusted at this whole approach at the moment.
I am, yes.
Fine, okay. If Mr. Nealon is listening at the moment to Radio Dublin, what would you say to him now?
I think he's going about it the wrong way completely.
That's all you'd have to say?
That's all.
Right, how would you say, what's the right way to go about it then, in your opinion?
I don't really know, but I think this is an awful way of bullying people, using power.
Okay, many thanks to you for phoning in.
Okay, thank you.
And will you be at the march on Friday?
Pardon?
Will you be at the march on Friday?
At 2 o'clock? Yes.
You will. Okay, many thanks to you for phoning.
Okay.
Your ideas were pretty good. Thank you indeed. Right, there you have it, a young lady there on the telephone line, 758684, if you want to make a dedication request, or indeed just give us your ideas over the air. An awful lot of people seem to be very, very disgusted, and I really sympathise with the coalition government if there's a general election in the next few months. That's some more of Tracy there in a song called The House That Jack Built. We have an anonymous phone caller on the telephone line. She'll be on the air in just a brief moment. It's coming up to 28 minutes after 10 o'clock, and a request for 1:30. I better do it now before I forget it. I'd like to say hi to all the girls in Pearl Designs, and especially for Pauline Adams, Yvonne Buckley, Jackie Moore, Susan Shelley, Sandra Bourne, and they're all working very hard, and that request comes in from a friend. They asked me to play Words. Girls, if I get a chance to fit it in, I will do so, but I can't promise anything, especially on a day like today. Miss Anonymous, hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Miss Anonymous.
Yes.
Fine. You don't wish to reveal your name or where you live, but you obviously have some ideas about this whole situation. What do you wish to say? You're live in the air at the moment.
Yes, I think that the government didn't mind using the pirate station to advertise when the general election was coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure they won't get any support in the next general election from anybody who lives in the pirate station.
Simple as that.
Yes.
Okay, maybe thanks to you for phoning. Will you be at the march on Friday?
Sorry, I'm at school.
You're at school?
Yeah.
And, well, this is another thing, you see. If you went up to your teacher, if you got the rest of the girls in your class, okay?
Yeah.
We don't want anybody to go in the Mitch or in the Hop or whatever you wish to call it next Friday. But if you went up to your teacher, say there's 30 in your classroom, and you got the majority of your girls, the girls in your class, to go up and say, look, we won't be in class this evening because we're going this march.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you might get away with it.
Right.
Do you know that?
Yeah.
Will you try it?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Many thanks for phoning in, okay?
Thank you. Bye.
Right. There you have it, 758684. A girl who is totally disgusted, and she's only at still going to school. So she's under the voting age, but when she comes to voting age, I hope somebody is learning and listening to these young people speaking to us at the moment. Coming up to 1:30, we'd have another little bit of Tracy, and then we'll have another phone caller on the line if they can get through it. 758684. Tracy, we have to interrupt you once again, and we might get another little bit of that song, The House of Jack Built. We have another gentleman on the phone. His name is Noel Compelli. Hello, Noel.
Hello.
How are you?
I'd like to say that the great station, Radio Dublin, I listen to it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Army mates at work in John's Road post office.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a great station, you know, and it's a shame it's going if it gets closed down, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You
work in the post office, that was just said. You work in the post office?
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you feel about your fellow compatriots or fellow workers?
I think it's a shame, you know.
Mm-hmm. And if you were to meet these guys personally, what do you...
Pardon?
If some of the lads where you work,
yeah,
were to meet these guys personally, how do you think they would react towards them?
They all feel terrible about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's... should be a free for all, you know. Should be able to do it to a free country, you know. Should be able to listen to what you want to listen to.
Yeah, the right to choose and the right to speak. Is that what you mean?
Hello?
Hello, no. You mean the right to choose?
Yeah, the right to choose, yeah.
Fine, okay. Many thanks for your ideas, no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you play a request for us?
Will you go ahead now and say hello to who you wish to say hello to? Go ahead.
Yeah. For Vino. For Tom. For Christy, and for Dave,
mm-hmm,
and for all the boys.
All the boys.
In the Inwoods.
Fine. How do you like Kenny Everett?
Oh, great, great.
Okay, we dedicate this one to you. It's called That's Not Rap. Bye-bye.
All
bye.
Of
this. Bye-bye.
It's not here with some GBH here, flaming air. It's all in rhythm. It's all in rhyme. You want to know what I'm talking about off the top? It's a rap. It's a lot of bubbles, if that makes sense. It's all off the wall of the laughable gent. You can listen if you want, I couldn't care less. The whole thing is all musical mess. It's a rap.
Okay, I'm gonna die.
best.
I love records with big hits. Let me get your hand up, my
fella. It's a wrap.
You're doing it wrong. You gotta stay on the beat to do this song.
I said, you know, I'd love to do it.
I'll leave it out. There's nothing
to it. It's a rap.
Yeah.
How do you think this record's going?
Whoa, it's going round, Sally.
That's right. I used to go round with Bert Randall.
Shut up, Bert. Look, you just make it up as you go along, so nobody knows if you're doing it wrong. You can chuck in a word like circumcision, because we ain't going in for your official, it's the rap.
Funny man himself, Kenny Everett, and a song there called The Snot Rap, and a rather unusual title it is too. Let's just briefly, if I can talk to you about some of the radio stations in Dublin City that were in existence, and I don't know who really is left at the moment. Radio Dublin, of course, is still on the air and will remain so for as long as possible. And even if they take us off, we will be back, and mark my words on that one. We have another caller on the line. I'll talk to him first and then I'll give you my personal opinion on some of the different things. Hello, Alec.
Hello.
Alec, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
Oh, grand.
And what's your basic opinion on this whole situation at the moment?
Well, I think it's an absolute disgrace, the whole carry-on. I think the government should have far more better means to deal with themselves than getting tied up with petty things like this.
Mm-hmm.
I have a shop in town at the moment. We have a petition going. We've over 60 people on it already.
Where's your shop, by the way? Would you like to announce it on the air to tell people where it is in case they are in the city centre?
Sure, a bit of free advertising would
go in. Well, in situations like this, we will give the benefit of the doubt. Where is it?
It's St. Anne's Grocers in Great Denmark Street.
St. Anne's Grocers in Great Denmark Street, and you have a petition down there as well.
We have indeed, and as I said, I think the government should get on with the work that we put them in to do, and stop messing around this sort of thing. I mean, service that RTE are providing is practically negligible.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly we could do it far better stuff on the airwaves and what they're offering.
Fine, okay. Many thanks to you for your comments, Alec.
Righto.
Okay.
I think I'm just reflecting the views of thousands of people in this city.
I think you are too. Generally, I find, actually, Alec, that the majority of people, I mean, they were phoning during Mike Barnes' programme all last night and yesterday afternoon, and they all had much the same thing to say. Would you vote for this present coalition if given the chance tomorrow morning?
Well, I must say, I'm very disappointed on issues like this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I expect that when they got in, we were going to get a change of government, that certain basic home issues would be dealt with. I mean, first of all, we've got the pro-life amendment, and now we're messing around with pirate radio stations. I mean, God knows what we want to be doing next. I think we should get on with the thing of governing the country and trying to get us back on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of all this pettiness, I mean, if they want to do something about pirate stations, maybe they could call them all in together and get some sort of formula worked out for a solution that would be agreeable to all parties. I mean, basically, these pirate stations are for the people. And by the number of phone calls you seem to be getting on the other radio stations, it shows that the people are certainly not pleased with what's going on at the moment.
True. Okay, many thanks to you, Alec, for phoning in. And is Mike around? Mike, do you have a pen on you, please, for a second?
Not at the moment, unfortunately. The rally is on the road being used for petition.
Yeah, there's a gentleman here. There's a gentleman on the telephone here, and he has a petition in, what's the name of the shop again?
St. Anne's Stores.
St. Anne's Stores in Great Denmark Street. Will you write that down? Okay. We'll announce that throughout the day for you, Alec, okay? And many thanks to you for phoning in for your ideas. It's very, very constructive, okay?
Okay, then.
Many thanks to you. Right. Bye-bye. Right, we get back to some music, and the Barnett here, what's
just that? Before you go into music, people trying to get through on the phone, they can't get through to us. Perhaps you'd like to call Leinster House itself and voice your opinion there. The number is 789911. 789911 will get you through to Leinster House, voice your opinion there.
And make sure you roar down the phone. In fact, jam that phone, but it could probably be traced very, very quickly. No, don't jam it, just phone them up at 789911 and tell them, look, I disagree totally with what the present government is doing to local radio all over the country, and just tell them who you are and then hang up. It's as simple as that. And that's Leinster House, 789911. And I have a very, very funny one here in front of me. It says, in the event of a raid, remember that the old age rule, women, children and Mike Barnes must leave the premises first. Right, let me see, don't forget about that protest march next Friday. Well, I've been given loads of paper. I mean, next Friday, 2 o'clock outside the GPO. What have you got there for me, Tommy? Oh, of course. Well, we have that there already. I know about that. Let's go back to some music. And this is a thing, actually. Music in general, it's a very, very important entertainment. But Treble TO Radio, for example, just briefly speaking about a few radio stations, Treble TO Radio started about two and a half years ago. They started a formula of country and Irish music. And, well, everybody laughed at them in the beginning, and they said it never worked, but apparently it did. And the only reason they succeeded, they presented their programs very, very well, but they played all Irish music. And they played music from bands which were totally unplayable in Montrose at the moment. And we're going to have a song from Johnny Logan in a few moments. Do we have a call on the line? We
hello?
Do indeed.
Hello? Do you want to voice your opinion?
What is your number?
758684.
Pardon?
758684.
Just give me that, will you?
Yes.
Yes, can I speak to Eamon Cook?
Hold on, Eamon Cook.
And telephone line, telephone call from Mr. Cook. We get back to some music, and here's one of the all-time great Irish numbers from a gentleman called Johnny Logan. It's called What's Another Year, and we certainly hope we will be with you for at least another year. a good number there from Johnny Logan, certainly bringing back memories, and we hope to be with you. In fact, we will be with you for at least another year. That's the song there, Johnny Logan, the song that won the Eurovision Song Contest for Ireland back in 1980, I beg your pardon, and good number two. Just let me tell you about a few things. If you've just joined us, you're tuned to Radio Dublin 253. And at this moment in time, we're broadcasting for all the local radio stations in Ireland. And if you want to do some constructive criticism for us and help us, please telephone Leinster House. Voice your opinion, especially if it's in disgust. And the telephone number is 789911. That's 789911. And we have petitions, of course, outside on the main road, outside the studios here in Inchicore. And if you're in the Inchicore area, please, oh please, come along and sign the petition. There's also petitions in St. Anne's shop, which is in Great Denmark Street, and you can also get them at Larry's Takeaway and Pat's Variety Store in Inchicore. And don't forget 758684 if you'd like to voice your opinion about this whole situation at the moment. What else can I say? I was talking about Travel to Your Radio just beforehand and the great achievement they have achieved for Irish radio, especially in Irish music, and they have given Irish musicians the break, which is really the push that they needed to help them make their, just to make a living and make a career. Radio Leinster and Radio Leinster, Radio Nova and Sunshine Radio, well, they certainly have marked their stable on the calendar as such. Right, we have another caller on the line. Hello? Is anybody, hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you're live in the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Well, I'm one of the girls who, who would like to voice my opinion and protest about the pirate stations being knocked off the air.
Mm-hmm.
I'm speaking on behalf of the majority of the staff at St. James's Hospital.
Yes.
And we just voice our opinion. We think, the government are doing wrong because you are an essential service to the youth of today.
Mm-hmm.
And, we just hope to hear all the rest of the pirate stations back in the air soon again.
You said that you think that local radio is an essential part for the youth of today. Do you not think that some of the radio stations cater for all ages?
Oh, yes, certainly, yes. They cater for, kind of for all ages.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to listen to RT1 and 2 when they don't play the music of your choice?
Mm-hmm. That's very true.
What I'm mainly getting at, there is a lot of music that RT1 and 2 won't play, which is recorded especially by the World Tones.
Mm-hmm.
Because they think that the music is not suitable for airing.
They, in fact, are a band who a group who got little or no airplay on national radio whatsoever.
It's quite true, yes. So, it's good to have stations like pirate stations who will play the songs that people want to hear.
Fine, okay.
Okay, so...
Will you be in the march on next Friday at 2 o'clock outside of GPO?
Oh, I can't actually say because I'm working, but that's
why. Okay, many thanks to you, and thanks to all in St. James's Hospital. Give them our regards and thank them very much for supporting our cause, okay?
Okay,
right.
Bye-bye.
And as I said, 758684 if you'd like to make some opinion about this whole situation at the moment. We get back to some music, and music from Shalimar.
Find each other, baby. There it is.
from Shalimar. It's cold there, it is, and we do have to cut record short because we've so many phone calls and we want to get as much many people as possible onto the airwaves. One thing I must say about all the radio stations in Dublin City is that, well, presenters, owners of radio stations, managers, all the different people involved in all the different local radio stations, they are all coming together, and in fact there's a few different presenters from different radio stations outside the studios here, and it really is marvellous how we're all uniting together in one common cause. But of course we could never do it without you, the good people of Dublin City. And as I said, petitions are now available at Larry's Takeaway, and also Pat's Variety Store in Inchicore, and also in St. Anne's Shop in Great Denmark Street. And, well, of course, you're tuned to Radio Dublin broadcasting on 317 metres medium wave, live from Inchicore, Dublin, broadcasting for all the local radio stations in Ireland at the moment. I have another caller on the line. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, yes. Who am I speaking to?
Ian Sutton.
Ian Sutton. Hello, Ian. How are you?
Well, thanks.
And, Ian, you sound fairly young. Are you under the voting age or above it?
I'm 14.
You're 14, right. You're a young man, and can you give us a basic opinion of what people in your school, in your class, and what you personally think yourself about this whole situation?
Well, I think it's disgraceful the way that they've been shut down.
Yeah.
They're the best radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's no other stations that you can really listen to that are very good.
Mm-hmm.
And then the government shouldn't have taken that action against them.
Yes. Well, how do the rest of your classmates feel about this at the moment?
Well, I'm not in school now, actually. I'm sick.
You're, I beg your pardon?
I'm sick. I'm not in school now.
Fine. So you don't really know what they think about it. Well, how would you imagine? Do they listen to local radio stations, or do they listen to the national network?
They listen to all the local stations. I'm sure they're all pretty disappointed that they've all been closed down.
Fine. Okay. Ian, what are you going to be in the march next Friday, giving that you're a little bit better?
Yes, hopefully if I can get there.
Okay, many thanks for phoning anyway, all right?
Okay.
Right, cheers, bye-bye.
Bye.
Right, there you have it. That's a young man, a schoolboy named Ian, and he hopes to be in the march next Wednesday, or next Friday, I beg your pardon, as we have said already. Right, there's also petition sheets available in some other places around the city. What have we got? We've got Anne's Shop in Denmark Street, Larry's Takeaway in Inchicore, Pat's Variety Store in Inchicore, and as far as I know, they're still signing them outside Radio Nova in Herbert Street, is that right?
They are, yeah.
Radio Nova in Herbert Street. In fact, an awful lot of the radio stations around Dublin, there's petition sheets there. You can also get them at the Red Spot Dry Cleaners, which is off Kilmainham and Parkgate Street. And you can always call up to the studios here at Radio Dublin on 58 Inchicore Road.
I'm on the road myself until 12.
Yes, that's Tracy Evans, Bootsy, and she got the boots. Oh, she has the boots on today, of course, as per usual. Let's get back to music. Don't forget 758684. And I think we have a caller on the line. I'm not too sure. We play a little bit of music from Dawn of Summer and see if we got somebody there. Dawn of Summer and it's called I Feel Love, and it's a remixed version of the original one. Okay, we have another caller on the line. His name is Stephen Dunn. Hello to you, Stephen. Stephen?
Yes?
How are you? You're live in the air.
Right. I just wish to congratulate you on your stand.
Thank you.
I hope that you will succeed. I have every reason to believe that you will succeed. That I'm from Inchicore myself.
Yes.
I've listened to you a lot over the years. But unfortunately, my tastes changed there. I went on to Nova and Sunshine, but I still came back to you, and you're doing a good service for the, especially for the Inchicore Ballyfermot areas. And I hope Jim Mitchell, I know Jim well, I went to school with him, can take a little bit of stick for what's happened over the last few days. One suggestion that I think you should do, you should try and get Robbie Dale, which I know very well, and Chris Casey together.
Chris Carey.
Program there.
Yeah, and in fact, as I said earlier on, the one thing about this crisis at the moment is it has certainly brought an awful lot of the radio stations together as one big body. And, well, as far as I know, it's in the making. We are trying to approach these guys and get them to come down. Mr. Carey from Radio Nova, Robbie Dale from Sunshine Radio, and some of the other owners from other radio stations as well.
Yes, but I think too, unfortunately, I think next Friday week for your march is a bit late.
This day week?
The city didn't get it a bit earlier.
Yeah, well, you see, the crisis only started, today is Friday, it started on Wednesday.
Yes.
Yesterday, the decision was made around lunchtime to have it, and phone calls were made all over the city, in fact, to the different radio stations. We're in contact with each other, and we all agreed this day next week at 2 o'clock.
Yes.
I mean, if we had it any sooner, really, it's not enough notice for people to rearrange their schedule for the week, you know?
Yes.
So,
well, I certainly sent off a letter there myself this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe you don't need a stamp on it.
No, you don't need a stamp to post anything to any government service whatsoever. You do not need a stamp. Let's get that clear to all the listeners. You don't need a stamp. You just write down Mr. Mitchell, Leinster House, Kildare Street, and throw it in, and away it goes. You don't have to pay whatsoever. Government pay for that.
Certainly, keep in there, keep going, and I hope you will succeed. I'm sure you will, because I've never written in or telephoned any radio station in my life, but I certainly felt a bit chuffed about the whole thing.
And why did you feel that?
I mean, you were given a very good service to the community and to the Leinster and all the other bigger stations.
Right.
And I think it's crazy that they should close down stations straight away. Okay, you're illegal and probably you're breaking the law, but I think a few years ago I would have thought that closed down, to hell with them. But I think over the years you've proven yourself, and I think the government will have to take notice of the situation that has developed.
Well,
stick in there, and I'll be listening. I hope you don't come up with hammers to you.
Yeah,
but
well,
if you do,
this is what they'll probably do, you see. But this,
and keep it going.
Yeah, but this sort of thing at the moment, right, as regards to us being illegal, right, that's totally true. I'm not disputing that fact. But the fact of these people coming up and raiding us and taking our equipment, that is also illegal, because there's nothing in the Constitution that legalises that whatsoever. Do you know that?
Yes.
And they have.
Well, good luck to you.
Right, many thanks for calling, okay?
Cheers.
Right, bye now. That's a young man there, anyway, who certainly has some very, very constructive ideas, and he's after writing to the minister himself. And remember, you don't need a stamp, just address it to him, and that is, of course, Leinster House to Kildare Street. And if you want to phone them, it's 789911. That's 789911. Just phone them and tell them you're absolutely disgusted with the whole situation at the moment, and perhaps the ministers down there and the different people in the government might give them something to think about. We have also got petitions out in the street. Tracy Evans is out there in her boots as well, and she's out in Inchicore Road waving papers there. And funny enough, an awful lot of people are hooting their horns as they go by in support. And petitions, as I said, are now available outside. They are also available around the city at the Red Spot Dry Cleaners, which is at Kilmainham and at Parkgate Street, and also in St. Anne's Shop or Anne's Shop in Denmark Street in the city centre. You can also get them in Larry's Takeaway in Inchicore and Pat's Variety Store in Inchicore. So we do ask you to sign these petitions, because it's due to the public that we're going to Leinster House next Friday. With meeting, we hope you'll be there too, next Friday at 2 o'clock from the GPO right up to Leinster House, and we'll be handing these petitions into the government himself or the minister himself. So please sign them and make it a date, and it is really important that you get your name and address down this piece of paper to support us. That's, of course, if you are interested in local radio, which I'm sure you are. Coming up to 11:04, we get back to the music. Here's David Joseph, and You Can't Hide Your Love From Me. Don't forget, 758684. I'm On. Coming up to 11 o'clock, about 1 or 2 minutes to go, we've a caller on the line who's been on the phone to Leinster House at 789911. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're still there, right? You phoned the telephone number. Tell us what happened from there.
Yeah, I got through to the office.
Yeah.
And I asked the
commission
to the office and I was told there. But as soon as I made my complaint and gave out, I was told to go up into Mr. and Mrs. Duffel, the Department of Transport. But anyway, I've made my protest. I gave my name and address to him, and I've also written to him.
Yeah, how did they react to you down in Leinster House?
I can't hear you.
How did they react to you in Leinster House?
They weren't too nice.
Not too nice at all. They're probably getting a lot of phone calls. So that's what people can expect, to be put into the wrong department or something?
Yes, well, it was the right department, because I made sure before I said a word.
And
I asked for Mr. Mitchell's office and I was told yes.
Well, there you have it, that's what the trying to play tricks. But anyway, I have written to him and I've lodged my complaint. Okay, many thanks for your information anyway, and thanks for phoning, all right? Right, bye-bye. Well, there you have it. You can expect all sorts of tricks in Leinster House. So make sure you ask for Mr. Mitchell's office. And the telephone number is 789911. And to keep your information coming in, our telephone lines are now open at 758684. We'll have a little bit more of the music from David Joseph in just a few moments. We have some information, and who am I speaking to?
I'm here from Radio Nova.
Sorry? Well, we've one of the presenters from Radio Nova here beside me. Come over here for a second. I didn't realise who I was speaking to there. No problem. I mean, we're all in the same boat at this particular moment of time. How is it in Radio Nova now?
There's a lot of sickness going around, bitterness in a way. It's quite sad. Everybody's lost their jobs. Sunshine was signing on the dole this morning. As far as I know, I don't know whether what time we used to go down to find out on it. All I know is that Jim Mitchell, the Minister of Post and Telegraph, is holding a clinic above the lawns in Ballyfermot tonight, commencing at 6:30. I would advise people to go along and make their views known. Now, if Jim Mitchell's not there, I suggest that people make their views known to whoever is there and make them very forcefully, no, not forcefully, but very strongly felt. That's the best thing we can say, or we can ask you to join our march with Radio Dublin on next Friday, or and support outside the forecourt on Thursday. Back to you, Kurt.
Right, many thanks to you. That's one of the many presenters from Radio Nova. We've also a caller on the line. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you're there. How are you?
Oh, yeah.
Who am I speaking to, please?
Speaking to Tommy.
Tommy?
Yeah, give a little
breath. Right, Tommy, you used to voice your opinion about this ridiculous situation at the moment.
Yes, I was very disgusted in the whole situation.
Yeah?
Because myself and my friend were down there last night. And, you know, it was just crazy. It was very small of the government to do such a thing, you know?
Yeah.
Because Nova, as a station, they have very good more money for disabled people, and they've organised charities. You know, it's just crazy.
Yeah. Okay. Many thanks to you for your comments anyway, all right?
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Could I just say thanks to Jason May and Colin Hayes and Isabel Fennell and all the gang down there in Nova, you know?
Yeah.
They're doing a great job.
There's one of the guys sitting beside me, actually. Okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, thank you. And I have a dedication in front of me. I'd like to say hi to Marion Doyle in Tallaght. This request comes in from her husband, Tomo. And also, may I say hello to Sean McGovern and also to Breda, I think it is. The writing is very, very bad. Barry O'Hanlon wrote it. And I often wonder if the man got to school at all. Right, we get to back to some more music. If you have any comments to make, do let us know about it. Our number is 758684. Petitions are available in the Red Spot Dry Cleaners at Kilmainham and at Parkgate Street. Also in Anne's Shop in Denmark Street. Lally's Takeaway in Inchicore, Pat's Variety Store in Inchicore, and of course right outside the studios here on Radio Dublin at 58 Inchicore Road. So we please ask you to support all radio stations. There's a fellow who supports us, some truck driver hooting away. We please ask you to support us and put your names and addresses down on some petition sheet somewhere in Dublin City. David Joseph for this morning, and a nice little piece of music. We have a caller on the line who has just been in touch with Montrose. Hello to you, can you hear me? It's a very, very bad line. Go ahead and tell us what happened anyway. Yeah, were you live on the air on Montrose? Reasons, in fact. Friday we can expect to see you, yeah? Sorry? Okay, many thanks to you for phoning, all right? Right, bye-bye. Well, there you have it. That's the young lady who was on the phone to Montrose and got kind of a, well, a funny sort of reception, which can be expected, I suppose. It's 7 minutes after 11. This is Radio Dublin 253. We're broadcasting for all the local radio stations in the Dublin City area and, of course, the rest of the country. We get back to the music if you have any comments to make. 758684.
Thank you.